Our guest in the cafe this morning is the director of CASA for Hunt County, Lori Cope.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's the court-appointed special advocates of Hunt County for children in the foster care system. And April is a big event every year for you all, National Child Abuse Prevention Month.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about that.
It's just a time when we bring awareness to the fact that, you know, child abuse is prevalent and ways that we can recognize child abuse and so that it can be reported and thus, you know, help these kids out.
And then tell me about Go Blue Day.
Go Blue Day is a statewide event in which it's part of the National Child Abuse Prevention Month. But on Go Blue Day, we encourage everyone to wear blue in recognition of support of child abuse prevention. And one of the big events we have every year is that we gather at noon on the courthouse steps there in Greenville. And there's a big photo taken of just everybody and their support. And then we share that through social media and media and even with Texas CASA.
Mm-hmm. And I see you're wearing a beautiful royal blue top there.
I have a lot of royal blue items.
And so you'd be wearing blue pretty much all month? Is that kind of how it goes?
Yes.
Okay, great. So that's Friday, April 6th. And if you see a lot of people around Hunt County with blue on that day, that's what that's all about. So I was looking, you provided us with some statistics on your program, on the CASA program. And mostly in terms of Hunt County, the numbers seem to be going in the right direction. The number of children that you have in your program is down just a little bit from the beginning of 2017.
Yes, in comparison, we are down slightly in the number of children that we're serving and the number of children that's been removed from an abusive home in Hunt County. So we still serve 100% of the children, but it's just that there are fewer children last year removed.
What do you think is behind that?
It ebbs and flows. We
right.
just see that. We still have our prevalent reason, parents on drugs for kids getting removed. So I'm not really sure why.
Yeah. Well, it was 190 at the beginning of 2017, number of children that you all had in your program, and now very recently 184. So that's not a huge number, and it might just be kind of random, but at least you're not going up like
correct. You know, we've had those times when we have been, you know, well over 200 kids at one time.
Yeah, yeah. State legislature in, I guess it was 2017, approved an increase in funding for CASA. And you say that you definitely are seeing the results from that.
Well, exactly. I mean, the thing is, you know, these child abuse cases are going to happen with or without CASA. And what we can provide to that is a trained volunteer. And so what we're utilizing that money for is to recruit and train these volunteers and also retain the volunteers.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking with Lori Cope, and Lori is the director of CASA in Hunt County, the court-appointed special advocates for children in foster care. And that was the other thing I was going to bring up. Your volunteers are way up.
Way up. We're really proud of that. We've got some excellent CASA volunteers. You know, the thing is they come to us with a passion to help these kids. And so we train them. We train them how to do it. It's not some big scary thing to do. You just got to have 30 hours of training, pass criminal and CPS background checks, and then you get sworn in by the judge to become a child's advocate.
Mm-hmm. Your number of volunteers up from 42 to 67 over the last year.
Yes. And so part of that is also our efforts to help retain the volunteers.
Ah, I see. Is 67 a good number, or do you still need more?
Oh, we still need more. I mean, currently right now we are serving 112 cases with the 67 CASA volunteers. So mm-hmm. you can do the math. Some volunteers take more than one case. And so we definitely always need CASA volunteers.
Now, you have a big event coming up Thursday, May 3rd.
Oh, we do. It's going to be so much fun. It's called Bling by Badges. And it's really unique in that we have designer items of bling that will be modeled by men who wear badges, basically to loud thumping music. So it's going to be really fun in that, you know, these women will, it's a ladies' night out is how we advertise it. And so they will be able to purchase these items of bling at auction, but, you know, they'll be displayed and uniquely modeled.
Okay, well, you've piqued my interest here, definitely. Now, these are items of bling designed for masculine type guys?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's designer items. So it's designer handbags, such as, you know, Dooney Burke, Louis Vuitton. I mean, some of those, you know, name brand items, sunglasses, jewelry. And then the men who will be modeling those, displaying those on stage, are men who wear badges, are law enforcement, firefighters, those kind of guys.
That has potential to get out of hand, Laurie, I have to tell you.
It's going
to
be fun.
I think it's fun. Be fun. Yeah, fun may be an understatement.
But tickets go on sale April 3rd. They're $20 each. It benefits Cossaver Hunt County. It is at the Texan Theater in downtown Greenville.
Even better.
Even better.
Bling by Badges. That's the evening of Thursday, May 3rd.
Yes.
Okay. Laurie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Well, thank you.
Laurie Cope, the director of CASA for Hunt County. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.